Churches began to spring up in many towns in the U.S. as they were settled, but this church is perhaps a little different than most. It was established when the native tribes here spent much time and travel to St. Louis in an effort to get help establishing a place of worship. The interesting history is this edition of the American Countryside, and is brought to you by Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with a share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm and ranch insurer in the nation. They have farm-certified agents. Those are agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I had overlooked, and that's why we've created short videos to help address those key concerns. Go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows on important topics to help you protect your next.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Father Craig Hightower explains that this story about a church in Montana, in a sense, began with a Native American tribe in New York.
The Salish people were already Christianized to Christianity by the Iroquois Indians out of upstate New York. The Iroquois Indians were Christianized by the Jesuits back in the 1500s.
The Salish people, who lived in today's northwest Montana, desired Jesuits to come and shepherd their Christian faith. They sent four delegations to St. Louis between 1829 and 1840 to make a personal request.
The church is here at the invitation of the people. Rather than coming with the settlers or rather than coming with the military, we're here at the people's invitation.
And while those first Jesuits came so long ago, you can still see one of the first places the congregation gathered.
This parish was founded in 1845, a little ways away from here, and land that wasn't as good. So we came here in 1854 and built the log cabin, which was the original church and residence for the Jesuits.
In 1891, a new church was begun and finished 2 years later. It is still the church that stands here today.
For the first 6-7 years, they didn't have any windows. They just had skins in the windows and things like that. But everything is local manufacture except for the metal. It's impressive because it was built all locally and done all locally without power tools or anything like that.
But something else quite remarkable began to happen in this church in the early 1900s. What we call murals, actually dry frescoes, began to be painted on the walls and ceilings of this tall church on the reservation.
When they walk in, whether they're Catholic or not, or whether they're Christian or not, they're pretty impressed for the most part.
The story of who painted the masterpiece and the hundreds of people coming here yet today is quite a story. And it's next time as we travel the countryside in St. Ignatius, Montana. I'm Andrew McCrae.